From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. A thumbs up from the Saudis. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Wednesday Saudi Arabian leaders have assured him they support the recent nuclear agreement with Iran. Edward Uranian reports.
Saudi state television showed video of the meetings, which included the Deputy Crown Prince and Defense Minister Mohammed bin Salman. Secretary Carter told journalists traveling with him that Saudi leaders surprisingly did not criticize the Iran nuclear agreement.
Both the King and the Minister of Defense reiterated their support for the Iranian nuclear deal.
Carter said the Saudi king discussed the possibility of a snapback of sanctions on Iran should Tehran not respect terms of the agreement. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. President Barack Obama has celebrated the growth in American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa. He spoke Wednesday evening at a White House reception, marking the signing of the African Growth and Opportunity Act.
Despite its many challenges, and we have to be clear-eyed about all the challenges that the continent still faces, Africa is a place of incredible dynamism, some of the fastest growing markets in the world, extraordinary people, extraordinary resilience.
The president is getting ready to visit Ethiopia and Kenya in the coming days. Police in northern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber riding a motorbike killed 19 people and wounded nearly 40 others Wednesday in a crowded marketplace. A police official says the attack was apparently aimed at military personnel, but he said the majority of the victims were civilians. No one has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News.